Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're continuing in a week focused on living with a new resolve and taking that idea of commitment that we talked about last week to another level, and going beyond our normal concept of New Year's resolutions to living with a resolve that says, I'm going to, as we talked about yesterday, I'm going to press on. I'm going to keep at this. I'm not going to let anything deter me. And today we're going to talk about a resolve to seek God. And sometimes we're interested in God. We are somewhat interested in what he has to say and his opinions, we might want to call them. But we don't always live with that resolve to seek him and realize and acknowledge that his word is more than opinion. It's fact. It's what we ought to live by. And our text this morning comes out of 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3. And it says, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah. When I think about seeking God in a serious way, this specific verse and the passage surrounding it says a lot. And in the midst of conflicting and confusing advice, what resources do you and I tend to lean on? I think sometimes we find the easy route and we go with the flow. We seek people that sometimes people we trust. Sometimes it's just people that we know will agree with us. Or at least we're pretty confident they will tell us we're right. But how often do we really live with that resolve to seek God? Now, when you're the leader, you get to do things that many of us can't. Jehoshaphat called all of the people to a time of fasting because he was serious about seeking God, about inquiring of the Lord. How often do we ask others to even pray about a decision that we need to make? Take the time to not only talk to God, but to find those that will seek God with you. Many times it's not that we're opposed to that, it's more that we're trained to have answers a lot more quickly than what that would allow for. If I ask others to pray with me and to hear their views from their time with God, then I have to pause. I can't go on with whatever it is that I'm considering. How often do we not only recruit others to join us in fasting, but do we even fast? To go without food for a time, specifically for the purpose of spending time with God, of removing the distractions and allowing our temporary hunger to be translated into a hunger for God. You see, this new resolve to seek God says, nothing will stop me. What He has to say is the very most important thing. Whenever I hear people talk about, you know, that questioning of, well, what is God's will? One of the first questions that comes to mind is, how much time do you spend reading the Bible? How much time do you spend praying that includes God's Word and listening? How much time do you really spend seeking His face? You see, the Bible has a lot to say about God's will. And sometimes we struggle with wondering, what would, you know, the old phrase, what would Jesus do? We struggle with that. We struggle with, what would God have me do? But not to the point that we've resolved to seek God and to spend time with Him to find out. You see, this new resolve that I talk about for this coming year and for the rest of our life is this resolve that says, I believe and I know that God will direct my steps. He will lay out my path before me. There are times where situations come up that do not seem like they're going in a good way. Or at least they do not seem like they're going in the way that we would want them to. And how great is our resolve to seek God's way? I've had situations in my life where I believe that one thing ought to happen. And another person wants a different approach to it, and their reasoning and their rationale doesn't seem to be making sense. In fact, sometimes the words they use kind of contradict what they say needs to be done. And yet, even in the midst of those times, when it becomes clear that their approach is the one that's going to happen, there's this peace of knowing that God is directing, that God can take our confusing efforts at times. And for those that continue to seek Him, He'll use our efforts to accomplish things that, well, sometimes things that we've thought of, but often things we haven't even thought of. You see, this resolve to seek God says that that's the most important thing. And I'm going to do that. But it's a resolve to seek God with others. We live in a time where we've been conditioned to self-isolate. We call it social distancing. We call it all kinds of different things, but we claim it's for the good of ourselves, but we claim more loudly it's for the good of others. And while it's important to care about the physical health of the people around us, I believe it's more important to care about their spiritual health, about the whole person. And that we continue to find ways to seek God together. And to resolve that our path forward from wherever we are right now, whether it's as an individual, whether it's as a group, whatever our path that we're living on, our path forward would be lived under this resolve to seek God. To inquire of His ways. Not just as another opinion. That this resolve to seek God goes beyond just getting a second opinion. In fact, it's a resolve to find out the right way to do things. If you're confused about anything, if you're confused about all of the COVID stuff, you can find news that'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Spend time on Facebook and it doesn't take very long at all. And you'll find people that agree with what you want to hear. But rather than spending the time doing that, how about every one of us resolve to seek God? How do I love Him best? How do I do what's right? How do I love my neighbor? How do I serve those with real needs? How do I honor my parents? How do I live in a messed up world? You see, all of these questions and so many others have a line of people that want to answer them for you. And part of that line, at least, probably have sought wisdom from God. Part of that line perhaps hasn't. But what if, in the midst of all of those questions and so many more, you resolve to seek God? And whether in that seeking of God, He uses others to confirm what you're reading in His Word, to confirm what you're understanding through your time with Him in prayer, or whether you simply seek God on your face in His Word, I believe God will answer. God says that from wherever you are, if you seek Him, you will find Him when you seek Him with a whole heart. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love has promised that You will be found whenever we seek You with a whole heart. And it doesn't matter where we're at, how far we've strayed away from following You and pursuing the things of Your Word. Your promise is true, that from wherever we are, we will find You when we seek You with a whole heart. So God, today I pray for each one of us, for myself, for everyone listening to this message and this devotion time. I pray that every one of us would live with a greater resolve, with a new resolve to seek You in everything. that we would become consumers of your word. That it would be the thing that sustains us. That our time with you in prayer would be spent listening and digesting your word and allowing it to feed us and to shape us into who we ought to be. Father, that we would be serious about inquiring of you, of seeking you. That we would ask others to join us in prayer, that we would ask others to join us for a time of fasting, that we would take this search for your face, for your way, seriously. Not simply as a second opinion, not simply as another possibility, but we would look to you as the way, the truth, and the life. God, today as we go about whatever our life brings before us, there will be times where we will be expected to have an answer, perhaps even sooner than we would want to. May we live in preparation. May our time every day in your word prepare us to have a greater knowledge, a greater awareness of what your answer would be. Father, for the struggles of life that we just can't seem to make sense of, may we continually seek, may we resolve to never give up. May this seeking of you change who we are so that we would become more like Christ. Father, as Jesus would pray and would seek you and would teach all of us that he was here to do your will. That by seeing him, we were able to see you. Father, may our resolve to seek you be to that level. That you really are our all in all. That what we find in you would soon be found in us. Because we listen and we obey and we put into practice the things of your word. Father, today as we live with this new resolve, may we be the encouragers. May we be the helpers. May we be those who love well. May we be those who are compassionate. Father, all of the things that your word tells us that we ought to be, may your spirit produce that fruit within us in greater measure every day as we live with this new resolve to seek you in everything. And Father, as your spirit produces that fruit, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.